Hello, and welcome to this concert podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Meadwell. In this episode, I sit down with Concert's head of CDM, Nick Payne, to talk about the impact COVID has had on health and safety and risk management in the construction sector. We also talk about the implications of the pandemic in the short, medium, and long term. So, Nick, no one could have foreseen the pandemic and the impact that it has had around the world. Going back to March 2020, when we went into the first lockdown, construction was one of the few industries that were able to keep operating. What was it like when we went into lockdown and on those early days?
Wow, there's a question. To sum it up, I think it's surreal on a personal level because it was something that, you know, no one could have foreseen or predicted would happen. Certainly not in my lifetime, and we'd had pandemics come and go previous to what happened back in March 2020, but never to this extent, you know, swine flu, all these kind of other previous outbreaks that never really sort of led to this fallout and these kind of implications that we faced this time around. Thinking back to it, there was kind of a period of shock within the industry. I think there was this initial sort of week or so of just kind of, it felt like silence where people were like, oh, actually, how do we deal with this? What are we going to do? And everyone was kind of waiting for the government to advise on which was the appropriate way to proceed and to move forward on this. I think the industry was keen to just get on with a job, but there were hearings, lots of conflicting messages from government at the time within the media about, can we carry on or can't we? Are we being told that we can't work at all? We need to shut down. So there was that initial kind of shock factor going on with that. So on site, what happened was a lot of contractors paused and they were there internally sort of scratching their heads, waiting for advice from government and trying to put in place their own plans of how they were going to progress and move forward in this crisis. But obviously it was sort of in a state of flux because of the mixed messages they were receiving. So it was a shock for everyone, a challenge, and especially for those sites that are in built up areas like within London, you know, major cities. It was a challenge there because how do you keep people apart and avoid social mixing? And, you know, a lot of these projects, it's all about time, cost and program, and you need numbers on site to deliver that. And then all of a sudden finding out you can only use, say, a third of the labor force that you'd allocated to a job, that has a big knock-on effect. So there was a lot of head scratching from the industry.
What were the first things that you had to do once it was a bit clearer that construction could carry on? Talk me through what the process was in terms of making sure that those sites were safe.
The construction design and management regulations, essentially they're about safety, planning for safety prior to the start of a project and for the delivery of a project. So COVID is just another risk item that contractors would have to deal with in the sense of how you would interpret those regulations. So, you know, if you're a contractor delivering a job for like a laboratory, you might have significant health risks attached to that job and you'd have to put in place appropriate measures to manage that risk. In a sense, the industry was already geared up to it and it had the legislation around CDM to enable it to put in place effective measures to deal with it. But of course, it still had to be led by what was coming out of Whitehall. So I think most practical and pragmatic individuals in the industry went, right, legislation says we need to apply proportionate measures to manage this risk. It's a risk like any other, but we need to be proportionate here. The risk is high, it's significant, it's grinding the economy to a halt. So we need to put a lot of time and effort and energy into this. We need to reduce our headcounts on site. We need to ensure that mixing is kept to a minimum. We need to significantly improve hygiene standards. We need to roll out testing regimes and to have an emergency plan in place should anyone with COVID get it and be in contact with people on site. Because if you think about it from a contractor's point of view, if you've got 60 guys and girls on a job and one person gets it and they've been in contact with, you know, with the other, that one person gets it and they've been in contact with 59 others, that could wipe out an entire labour force and throw a project into disarray. So they had to put in place very robust procedures for those businesses to make sure they could still continue and carry on. And one big impact, and that was obviously cost. What I saw directly was actually, because a lot of these jobs, they're already on site. They've already priced for the job. They've already said, right, they've already tendered for it. They've said, this is how much the job's going to cost. This is how long the program's going to run for. All of a sudden, being faced with this situation, the contractors' costs go up. They have to buy more, you know, PPE. to deliver the job safely. They have reduced headcounts to have, you know, supply chain costs go up. But what I found was, even up till now, actually, that they didn't really pass those costs on. I didn't see lots of sort of variations coming in to take into account the extra measures these contractors have had to put in place to deal with COVID. I spoke to a contractor a few months back, a mechanical and electrical specialist contractor who'd spent, you know, they were a small business, but they'd spent £300,000 in the space of 12 months investing directly in additional measures to manage COVID requirements. And that's significant, but they hadn't passed that on. They were already on site with the client on a long-term project. They didn't pass that on.
Were there any other surprises, anything that the industry had to learn very, very fast? I mean, bearing in mind, I know you said that the industry's geared up to looking at risk and health and safety and stuff, but this is something that's different to what you would normally plan for. So were there any other quick learnings that the industry had to make?
I think if you look at specifically some of the issues that were born out of COVID affecting the industry, social distancing, for example, contractors have always had to have a certain level of provision for the number of people that they have on site. And that's clearly laid out in legislation. But then all of a sudden being faced with an issue where you have to greatly limit that and you've got people that need to work together collaboratively in a team safely, then being told actually you need to maintain an element of social distancing. Now, when you're delivering a project in a commercial office in the city and you've got one goods lift and, you know, and you're having to access multiple floors and trades have to follow each other the way they work and they phase these projects, it's extremely challenging. And that's something that they've not really ever had to consider in the past and at that level. So going back to what I said previously, you know, it's a risk like any other, but the significance of it and the impact and the extra thought around logistics and planning meant that these contractors need to consider. It was a big challenge and, you know, it was unprecedented. But certainly from my perspective as a health and safety professional, I think the industry can be commended on how they responded to the challenge. I think they were leading the way in many respects. And I think a lot of that is born out of the fact that we are in an industry that takes safety very, very seriously. And we've got strong legislation there to reinforce that as well. So they can be commended on that.
You've mentioned obviously cost being one of the impacts and the close attention that's had to be paid to planning so that everything flows safely. Were there any other immediate impacts?
I mean, it was cost, time and uncertainty, I think. You know, at that time, if you were a contractor, I'm kind of going back to cost again, but if you were there tendering for a project and you don't know what provision you're going to have to provide for that job to ensure you meet with the current requirements as set out by the government, there's an element of uncertainty there. We're in a business where people need to make a living and make money. So that uncertainty would get passed on to a degree for any new work because they don't know what they're actually having to plan and implement. Not to mention issues with global supply chain, delays in shipments coming in from Europe and the Far East. This is a big knock-on effect across the whole industry. So that was the other thing, you know, logistics, supply chain, it had a big impact there. The primary one there going back is really the labour force and the impact there. And of course, some people didn't feel comfortable travelling to work. It's all very well if you've got a site and you're managing your arrangements there very well. But if someone's having to use public transport or, you know, drive into a built-up area, not everyone was comfortable with that. And the government was sort of saying, stay at home unless it's essential for you to travel for work. But if you're on a day rate as well and you need to pay your bills, you're put in a bit of a difficult position there. You kind of want to work. You're receiving one message saying, you know, stay at home if you can, but, you know, you might not be able to pay your bills as a result. So that was a challenge.
We've been in this situation for quite some time now. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Have things got better?
I think they've absolutely got better. I think contractors have got used to having these arrangements in place for COVID. I think with the testing regimes that we now have and also greater understanding and knowledge of the approach to mitigating the risk, you know, having adequate PPE, you know, planning for social distancing. I think everyone's kind of got used to it now. Although that's a strong phrase to use, not quite used to it, but they are living with it. And I think, yeah, it sort of felt from a personal perspective, it does feel more business as usual now. And COVID is still there. Clients are asking for COVID policies from contractors on a lot of sites, especially when those sites are occupied in use. before they will let a contractor get to site. But most contractors now have a sufficient policy in place for how they manage the COVID risk and adequate testing regimes. So yeah, it feels pretty business as usual now compared to what it was back in March 2020.
Which is great to hear. Is there going to be any long-term lasting effect of this? What's the legacy of this, of the COVID pandemic going to be on the industry?
So I think short term, I think I've kind of discussed in depth the initial shock. Medium term, it's that cost and those additional ranges that everyone had to adapt to. I think it's almost having to prepare for the unknown. This risk was unforeseeable. Contractors normally know on a project roughly what the risks are. There are always a few unknowns that they have to take account for. But this was so significant. And long term in the industry, if there's an outbreak of a similar nature to COVID, the measures are there now and they can take account for those. But there will be a cost implication. There's more of a requirement here to put in place additional over and above measures to ensure, you know, that if this comes back or something similar comes back, that they can manage that risk. So the long-term cost program, it is going to be more of a challenge for the industry, yeah.
Is there anything in particular that people need to think about for the long term?
Yeah, I mean, they need to think about what happens if we have a further outbreak of COVID, or what happens if we have a similar outbreak of a virus of a similar nature, and how are we going to plan for and mitigate that risk should it come about? And how do we manage our labour? How do we get them to site safely? How do we get them to deliver the work safely and to go home, you know, safely to their families and loved ones? And that's something that long term, that's going to be in the back of most contractors' minds, how they do that.
So it sounds like the industry responded really well to this crisis. And there's a lot that perhaps other industries can learn in terms of how the construction sector responded. And it's put the industry in a good position moving forward in terms of how they have responded to this particular crisis. Thank you very much, Nick. That was a really interesting conversation. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Concert podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please rate, review, like, and subscribe so more people can find us.